Baltimore City Council President Nick Mosby and a roster of new council members were sworn into the legislative body this morning, capping off City Hall's 2020 transition. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports on the outdoor ceremonies.
So, Mr. President, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I,
Nick Mosby,
do solemnly swear. That I will support
in a sign of the times, Mayor Brandon Scott and Council President Nick Mosby donned face masks and stood 6 feet apart on a platform on the War Memorial Plaza as Scott swore Mosby in.
Congratulations, Mr. President. Congratulations. Council members, are you ready?
Yeah.
Behind the two Democrats stood five newly elected council members waiting their turn to be sworn in by Scott.
All right. Everyone, please raise your right hand.
I, Odette Ramos,
Felicia Ray Louise Porter,
James Kirby Torrance Jr.,
Antonio Glover,
Mark Stephen Conway Jr.,
Do solemnly swear. That I will support.
In recent cycles, the council's makeup has shifted away from moderate Democrats and toward younger progressive Democrats. The additions of Ramos, Porter, Torrance, Glover, and Conway are generally no exception. They join incumbent Democrats Zeke Cohen, Danielle McRae, Ryan Dorsey, Isaac Yitzi Schleifer, Sharon Green Middleton, Christopher Burnett, John Bullock, Eric Costello, and Robert Stokes, who had their own socially distanced ceremonies earlier this morning. Mosby will chair this newest iteration of the legislative body.
And now officially, for the first time, I'd like to introduce Council President Nick Mosby.
Baltimore, I am honored and I am humbled to stand here as your City Council President.
Mosby's new role marks a return to the council. He represented parts of West and Central Baltimore as a 7th District Councilman from 2011 to 2016. He left that seat to pursue an ultimately unsuccessful bid for mayor, and afterwards won election to the Maryland House of Delegates, where he served from 2017 until this morning. He was previously an electrical engineer and is married to Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. In his inaugural address, Mosby focused on Baltimore's legacy of racist policies, like the country's first ever racial zoning ordinance that circumscribed opportunity by race and geography.
We are here to make policy, and policy can no longer be the disease of Baltimore, but policy must be its prescription. Good public policy is what will begin to eradicate the structural racism that creates health and economic disparities throughout our city.
After the ceremonies, the officials crossed the sun-dappled plaza and headed to a small courtyard by the War Memorial Building. There, one by one, they signed the historic city registry as required by city charter. Each member got a fresh pen. In a news conference after the ceremonies, Mosby addressed an effort to add 9 positions to his new office, including fiscal analysts. Mayor Scott has said he opposes the new job, saying that adding white-collar workers in a time where the city has had to lay off blue-collar workers is not the right way to spend money. In Mosby's view, the analysts would help the council make evidence-based decisions, not emotional ones.
You know, every single bill in Annapolis receives a fiscal note. That's not the case here in the city of Baltimore. Those are the things that, we'll be fiscally irresponsible not to do it right now, and that's why I'm calling on it. It pays for itself, to be honest with you.
Mosby will chair the first meeting of the new council tonight, where he'll assign new members to their legislative committees. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.